Hello and welcome to season two of Shadow of Love. I am your co-host, Holly, writer, intimacy coach, lover of great white sharks and all things haunted and spooky. And I'm here with my co-host, Ernest. Hey, Ernest.
What up, though? Hi, everybody. I am Ernest. Welcome to season two. Holy shit, this is season two.
Season two.
This is season two. I am a Southern cuisine chef, a restaurant and bar manager, a lover of all things soul, a sixth eye enthusiast, and the unofficial president of the Stevie Wonder fan club. I'm so glad to be here. We have had such a good time doing this. We decided to make another season and just keep the ball rolling. Oh my goodness. I can't believe this is actually season two.
I know. It's crazy.
We've been doing this for like almost, this is like a year. Right?
Going on a year.
Going on a year. Hey, Holly, let's do a podcast.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
So our topic today is to kind of usher in the new season, love and summer, right? Because summer and love is a very specific vibe. It's so different from every other season and the kind of expectations and I think traits that go with love, right? Like for you, what is summer love for you?
You know what, like summer love for me is like, because like the thing about summer is it's warm, folks got on like, you know, less clothing, not like, you know, they naked, I'm just saying like that, you know, shorts on, linen, a lot more skin, and it's bright. It's bubbly, it's fresh. You know what I mean? This summer I've been doing a lot of stuff this summer. I've actually had a pretty good summer, I'm not gonna front. So it's outdoorsy. It's, you know, fresh flowers. It's nice, you know what I mean? Sweaty nights. big ups to those with no AC out this motherfucker. It's not like spring, you know what I mean? It's more like it's hot, you know what I mean? I can't put it into words.
I think spring is kind of like, it's like an awakening. It's more timid. It's like first thing in the morning, you know. Summer is just like noon, sun beaten down. Like, this is it. Here you go. Take it or leave it. Here you go.
Here you go.
The intensity's there, right? It's more intense. And it seems like love in the summertime, everything's amplified. You know, all your, because it is, it's hotter. Everything's more vibrant. And so you get like this kind of, I think it's a lot easier, or at least I have found to like fall in love in the summer than any other season. It's like a death trap for me. For love.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I keep saying like, my rule is I don't date in the fall or whatever. Like you, please miss, you're going to miss me from like September to March or right. Whatever. That's like nope. The holiday time and shit. Like you don't, I don't fuck around.
No, you know, cuffing season for you.
No, fuck that shit. But summer is an awkward time, right? Summer's awkward. You can fuck around and get caught up in May. Next thing you know, you got an extra name on your Christmas list and shit. There's like two settings at the Thanksgiving table at your auntie house and shit. Do wonder why the fuck you got there. So you gotta be careful. Be careful in the summer because summer is bubbly as shit. I'm not going to front. Summer is sexy.
Summer for real is sexy.
You know, I'm having a fun summer. Don't get me wrong. I've had a lot, like, I've done a lot this summer, you know, personally, whatever, which has been, for the most part, really enjoyable or whatever. And I've caught myself in moments like, oh, shit. So you got to be careful. I'm saying whatever you do, be careful. But whatever you do with whomever you do it with over the summer, make sure it's fun. Because like I realized the other day, I was looking out the window. I'm like, shit, days are getting short, just a little bit shorter again, or whatever. Because now it's August, so I had this like real fucked up feeling, like, yo, it's gonna be fall again real soon. Like real soon, it's gonna be fall. So I was like, shit, this is gonna be over. And I love summertime. I remember, like, especially here, like Pittsburgh is surprisingly dope. If you've never been to Pittsburgh in the summertime, there's always something to do. There's always somewhere to go. There's lots of energy, festivals. I've been getting my festival on this summer. I'm not gonna front. I'm a festival fiend. I've gone to what? Arts festival, jazz shows, Black Music Festival, Juneteenth, Harambe. I've been just doing it. Have I done it alone? No, and it's been fun. So I'm just saying, like, summer can be, you'd be surprised how summer, you fuck around, get caught up in the summertime. So beware. Just beware, my friends, of whom and how you spend your time or whatever. But it's very much sexy.
I think summer is kind of akin to the beginning of any relationship where everything is just like everything's fun and new and exciting, you know? It's not it doesn't have the same gravity that like winter has, where like everything's like dead on the ground and it's dark and cold and you need more to sustain yourselves. Because the world around you ain't pretty anymore.
Are you talking about my divorce?
I'm talking about my divorce. I don't know what you're talking about.
Everything's dark and cold and vacant of life.
Right? It's just it's a different vibe. I think it's a lot easier to have fun, be casual, you know. I think I always have done traveling in the summer, typically.
Yeah.
Not so much this year. So there's always that element of it too, where it's just like everybody seems to be on the same wavelength and the same kind of rules don't apply. Because once you do get into like fall, the expectations change, right? Because it's the
Oh.
holiday season and
Oh.
it comes with a different kind of weight to it. It's like, oh.
Oh. Now I'm holding this bitch's hand with a coat on. Fuck. What happened to the shorts?
Right. What's your,
But
looking back, like, what was your favorite summer love that you ever had that you can remember?
that's a good question. My favorite summer love. I can't even, because you're right though, like I've started a lot of relationships either in the spring or summer. I've had a few really good ones. So off the rip, I can't just say like one in particular, but I've had like really good moments with folks where, travel, a lot of outdoor events, a lot of, moments on the beach, shit like that. Like, I can't pinpoint just one, but what's weird, I think that the relationships that I've had that lasted the longest either started in the spring or started in the summer. Like, I think that, like, in recollection, all of the relationships that I've had or whatever that started in like the fall or winter never went anywhere or whatever. And like I said, as a rule, like, I don't do that shit anyway. Like, it's always after Christmas. It's always after, I'm like, I ain't gonna tell nobody I love them before February 3rd. Crazy as hell. So I think that, yeah, my most successful relationship started in either the spring, like April, or like summertime, like real summertime. So like right now I'm having, to be honest with you, like just hanging out or whatever, I'm having a good time. It's fun. or whatever. But be careful because summer got some magic to it. Summer has summer got a little bit of magic to it. Like be careful.
A little bit of witchcraft.
Little bit of witchcraft. Like be careful who you go watch lightning bugs with and shit. Fuck around and get some fairy dust on your ass. And next thing you know, you at Macy's trying to buy some shit for a motherfucker. So be careful. But yeah, definitely, definitely like I've bubbled up with more people and got closer to people more so in the spring and summer. Now that I think about it, like my last few exes, April, May, like started in April and May. Fuck. Let me go back and look at it. Let's look at the tape. Let's look at the tape right quick. Let's go to the replay booth. Yeah. One of them started in March, like late March. April, March. So spring. Most of my stuff starts in the spring. So, and I started like dating again now, what? May-ish, like late May, early June. Like we'll start hanging out or whatever. Early June. So I'm telling you, spring and summer got a little bit of magic. Tinkerbell is real as fuck. Be careful.
Yeah. That's interesting because like thinking back, I've never really thought about that kind of initiation with relationships, but my first and third husbands, which were both short marriages, were both fall. They both kind of initiated in the fall. But then my second husband and we were together over a decade. That was a summer. That was a summer relationship. That was a Shadow Lounge anniversary relationship.
Wait, you guys met?
We knew each other, but we connected. It was one of the last anniversary parties that I went to at the Shadow Lounge.
The lounge.
The lounge. Every time.
Every time. The lounge is like the Colt 45, was like Colt 45, works every time. But yeah, I don't know. There is a little bit of quote unquote magic or whatever. I think, you know what, it's like maybe because you're stuck in the house all winter and just, you know, and you're coming out of your shell in the spring. Spring can be a little bit awkward, right? But summer, like you said, is like summer's bubbly as fuck. Summer's summer. You know what I mean? You're blooming. Like you should, by July, you should be in like full bloom. Like whatever you got popping, you got popping. So I think it's easy to get caught out there in the summer, right? Because everybody is in their, if you're doing it right, everybody's in, you know, trying to get like in tip top shape or whatever they're going to be or whatever. And, you know, it's more revealing. People are more, you know, out. The winter makes you, you know, the winter is bitter and cold. So I think a lot of times people's affect, especially here, tends to roll that way more or whatever. But like in the, you know, now it's, the leaves are all green and the nights are all sultry and shit. The nights are long, boy. And sometimes they can be good. So yeah, people are more open. I'm enjoying it. I'm not gonna front. I'm really not gonna front. It's been fun. Right. And like my rule that I suggest to people, this is just off the top. Like my rule, if you're gonna date, because we talk about this shit all the time, like off recording. If you're going to date, if you're going to spend time with somebody that's, you know, personal time or whatever, make sure that you're having fun. Right?
Number one rule. Yeah.
Number one rule.
Absolutely.
Please make sure.
Fun.
Yeah. Please make sure you are having fun because you don't want to be, because summer, like life is short. You'll be surprised. Right? Like summer is a good metaphor for life.
Yeah.
Because like It's really, really short. So make sure that whatever you do, I mean, life has these moments of seriousness and you know, contrition and all that shit. But make sure you're having fun, because this shit don't last. Like, summer don't last. You're gonna look up, your ass gonna have some long johns on in a hot minute. You're gonna be mad as fuck. So please make sure you're having fun. If you're not having fun with the person you're with, and they're just your girlfriend, boyfriend, or whatever, and you don't need like legal counsel to get out that shit, man, tell them to kick rocks. For real. Get them one soccer shoe with a rock in the box. For real. Fuck them. Yeah. I mean that shit. Please have fun. Also, disclaimer, we are not professionals. Please don't do or try anything that we suggest.
or you can at your own risk.
At your own risk. We are not liable.
Right. But I think that's an important point to bring up, especially if you've been in serious relationships or any kind of serious relationship for a period of time. Because I think that if you have a relationship that's, you know, on its way out, it's generally because it's really not fun anymore. Like, things need to have an element of lightness and whimsy and excitement. And I know that things don't always stay that way consistently, right? You have to work towards that. Like, you have to create your own summer at some points too, but it's being conscious of it and making sure that that element is there of joy. Because we've been talking about that a lot too. Like, I just, for myself, I have zero room in my life for people that don't want to at least tap in to their joy. You know, like, I don't want to be around people that are mean. I don't want to be around people that are petty. I'm too fucking old for that at this point. It's not attractive to me. Like, go figure your shit out. Go to therapy. I don't know. Go do the things you need to do. But do not fuck with me with my joy right now. At all. Like, I'm just not having it. So I think that has to translate to anything that also involves any kind of relationship. And I'm a lot slower to that whole, like, I wouldn't even call what I'm trying to do dating by any stretch. I'm like vaguely matching with people and seeing if I even want to talk to them potentially in real life.
I'm doing, cause like, you know, I don't do the websites or whatever. I think what I'm doing, cause I'm so old school, I don't give a fuck. I really don't. I think what I'm doing is called, I call it kicking it. We kicking it.
Yeah.
Right. Like, if you call me and say, hey, excuse me, if you want to do this or whatever, or like, I see something that, you know, I'd like to do with someone or whatever. Like, that's the first person I would call to do that with or whatever. Like, I want to do that with this person specifically or whatever, kicking it. Right. It's because, like, before, like in past episodes, I kind of, you know, you can get over your skis real quick. Like, when you're going through, cause we were both divorcees or whatever. And when, like, you're going through divorces, and then, like, when you actually, like, get the courage to actually date, you can fuck around and go too fast or whatever with people and get yourself into, you know, situations that don't bear the fruit that you really want to eat. Yeah. So I'm taking my time and just kicking it. Like, let me get to know these motherfuckers. Like, you know, like, I need to see like different kinds of nuances of personalities or whatever. So people start saying that they're dating, like, dating turns into boyfriend, girlfriend. Well, I don't say boyfriend, girlfriend, because we're in our 40s, fuck all that. But, like, they can turn into a relationship, whatever, real quick. So kicking it is more like a, you know, a slow burn or whatever. Like, let me see what it is that makes you tick. Let me see what it is that pisses you off. Let me see what it is that makes you happy. Like, let me see how you operate in the world as a person. At a reasonable distance, you know what I mean? Like, you're close, but like, you ain't close enough to get too caught up in it or whatever. So like, I'm taking, like, with whomever I'm with these days, I'm just taking my time. Like, don't think for one second that I won't walk the fuck away from your ass in 30 seconds and never look back.
Right.
Like, that's the thing about kicking it. Like, I'm not saying that in a bad way, like, you know, fuck that person or, you know what I mean? But like, you have to have like certain boundaries and understandings, even if you're intimate with that person, to whereas you have to be able to have that wall of like, I told you from the gate, like, this is how it's going to be. And like, you honestly have to keep repeating it at certain times. Like, this is what I want. I'm not going to do anything more than what I want. If you try to make me do more than this, that's pressure. I don't like pressure. Pressure is not fun. That's not fun. I told you before, no fun. I'm out.
Right.
So it sets up an understanding. And if the person is like a reasonable, you know, emotional adult, they'll get that or whatever. And that's the thing. That's the thing about kicking it too. You get to find out if they're crazy or not.
I was going to say, like, reasonable emotional adults. Where do you find them?
I know,
them?
Right?
I'm just kidding.
Where the fuck do you find those motherfuckers? You know,
no.
So it just gives you some space to operate
I think boundaries are very important. I do think it's important to stay like, or to state off the bat, like, this is what I have in the way of time that I can offer. This is my bandwidth of kind of what I'm looking for. You know, like, I am in a space where if I'm communicating with people, I'm like, okay, well, I'm a parent. I have an entire week where I am not going to be available. I'm independent. I have creative projects. So we have to work around all these things. And I want that known from the get-go, because I am fun and you're probably going to want to spend time with me, but my time is what I get to dictate I want to do with it. And I'm at a different age. Like, when I was younger, I would have gotten all swept up in the emotion and the joy of the summertime love and been like, oh, let me lay down everything else that I want to do so that I can just, like, you know, go all in. And I'm just simply not interested in that at this point. You know,
no.
I really have other things that I want to accomplish or get done or see happen. And those are things for myself. And I want whoever that person might be that I engage with to also have time, and they need to have something to do. Like, I need to know that you have something to do other than me. Because
please be busy. Please be busy.
Like, that used to be something when I was younger that I would like not like as much, but now I'm like, oh my God, you need a hobby and you need one today.
Please be. That's my rule. Like, are you busy?
Mm-hmm.
And like, cause we talk about that shit all the time, like off the show shit. Please be busy. Have something to do, have some place to go. Don't, like, I should not be on your mind 24/7, 365, because you are certainly not on mine.
Right.
I got shit to do and lawyers to pay. Fuck out my face. You know what I'm saying? For real. Like, not in a bad way, but like, you know, like, dating or whatever is like the club. Sometimes, you know, hey, closing up.
Yeah.
So, like, when you see a motherfucker like with the broom out, it's time to go.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, when they start putting the glasses and shit up, it's time to go. I need you to have something else to do, a job, hobbies, lots of friends.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Oh, also, that's the thing too. Like, when you're dating, when people start introducing you to their friends and family and shit like that, you got to be careful with that, because that gives people, like, when you're kicking it or whatever, when they start meeting your friends and family, they think they in. They really think they in or whatever.
They think, like, it's leverage.
Yeah, like, you know, oh, he really liked me or whatever. You know what I mean? It's like that kind of thing. Like, once you start introducing them to, like, you know, your peoples or whatever, and they start getting comfortable. Like, my thing is, like, I don't know. When you're dating, you want people that you're dating or whatever, kicking it with, to be comfortable with you and your surroundings or whatever. But, like, you got to be careful. Like, you ain't going to meet my, you know, I'm not taking you to the family cookout. For real. Like, family cookout is for that special one. Like, you ain't just going to meet my aunties and them You ain't gonna have my auntie's potato salad for real unless like we for real serious. Like it's that's like a thing.
Yeah.
You can't have like the good cold linguine salad and shit with the black olives and the salami in it until like I know you for real.
Oh, I forgot about that shit. So bomb.
You can't have my auntie's antipasta salad. Fuck that.
No.
That means you're gonna be here for Thanksgiving.
Exactly. Exactly.
Which may not be the case.
Right. So yeah. Be busy. You know, be fun.
Be busy.
You know? And I think just like, I think it's okay to have an expectation to not have expectations, you know, other than like the boundaries that you set, but just be like, you know, I don't know. I don't know what this is going to go or do or be, or, and it doesn't have to be anything. It could be something. No,
but doesn't have to be anything. It could just be,
doesn't have to be anything.
It could just be what it was or whatever. Or what, you know, I don't really like I don't like shit in definite terms these days. It's not like I'm afraid of things being clearly defined, but I do like this because I remember something we were talking about on the phone one day, which I've adopted, and I'm serious about this, and I think everybody should be serious about this. Like, I need to know what I mean to you. Like how you were saying before, I think you said it best. So I'm gonna let you say it, but like, I need to know what I mean to you and you need to know what you mean to me. Even if we're just dating, even if we're just kicking it, you know, you have to have a defined role.
Right.
Right. Like, what did you say? You said some Yoda shit. It was late. We were talking on the phone. You said some Yoda shit and I kept that shit. I was sipping on some bourbon that night too. Now, what'd you say? You said that I need to know what I mean because what I mean to you, because if you don't tell me what I am, then I ain't shit. And I don't mean shit to you. I need to know that I mean something to you, even in a casual dating situation. I have to have some kind of definitive role.
Right.
You know what I mean? So like, know what you mean to somebody. Know your worth. That's the thing too. Know your worth. Yeah,
know your worth. Well, and that's the thing. If you know your worth, you're going to be asking those questions. And it's not that, to me, that you're asking, what do you mean to have a label or to pressure? It's like, I want to know sincerely, what are you looking for? You know, what do you think this looks like from your perspective, right? Because I want to make sure that jives. You know,
yeah.
And I don't want to waste my time either. Like if you just want to fuck, then like, let me know that, because then I get to, it's about informed choice, right? Which is always my thing. I always want to have informed decision-making for everything, for my healthcare, for my marriages, because I just came out of a marriage where I did not get a lot of informed choice, right? Because sometimes people hide shit from people. And then that really takes away your ability to feel like you're playing an active role in that relationship for yourself. And that is shit, absolute shit for anybody. So if anybody is out there listening and you're in a relationship where people hide things or they don't tell you the full truth or you be finding shit out later, you need to fucking go. Go now. Pack your shit, put it in a bag, don't leave a note, and exit, because it's such a huge red flag that I unfortunately missed the first time it kind of went down. So, and then once you're in it, you're in it. And again, like once you get in things, sometimes it's really hard. It's harder to get out than it was to fall down that trap, you know?
I just know when it, like, that's, again, that's the thing about kicking it. Kicking it is like the preamble to a relationship. So find out all the shit you can while you're kicking it. Find out,
and that's,
hey,
important.
What meds are you on?
Yeah, well, yeah, do you have STIs? Like, I these, like, are important things to know. Yeah. And it's not to be judgy, I think, but I think that we tend to, in our society, romanticize relationships and love to a point where it should just be this kind of summertime moment of like, oh, this is that person, you know, that I've been waiting for. And there's this sense of completion. And it's the sense of falling down into something, right? Well, I don't want to fucking fall because I'm old now and that shit hurts and I'm gonna break something.
Yeah, you can't get a new hip. You can't get a new emotional hip at 45 and shit. That shit, that shit place.
I know.
Don't heal right.
So I'm cool with like gradually, like, you know, taking a ladder and climbing slowly into whatever that is. Because like you said, you get to kind of see what the layout is. And I think there's a value to really taking the time to get to know someone's values and how they walk in the world and how they treat other people. You get to know their friends. I think, again, that's super, super important, because if they have shitty friends, I've said this before on the show, I will say it a million times. Show me your friends. I'll show you your future. So
I fucked around and showed somebody a couple of my friends. Like my friend, here's the thing, like my friends, I have different kind of friends and shit. Like some of my friends are younger, some of my friends are older. And that's true. Like you gotta be careful like who you introduce your friends to. You know what I'm saying? That's a real thing. I had like we talked about that shit like at nauseam. About friends and shit. So be careful like who you introduce your friends to.
Yep. Because it matters.
And like I said, like summer's so fucking weird. You have to like, please keep everything in a realistic lens, because like summer is romantic as fuck. For realsies.
It's the Disney of seasons.
It's the Disney of seasons. There's so much magic.
There's birds. Chirping and flying with, you know, ribbons and
you can fuck around and be at like a music festival and Tony singing Just Me and You, and the sun is setting and the night is warm, and you know, you hugged up with somebody, and like you got to catch yourself and be like, motherfucker, this is not real, right? The summer is like the matrix of emotions. You got to unplug that shit by Labor Day.
Right.
Unplug by Labor Day. For real. Because everybody catches feels in the summertime. Like, I remember that shit. I was sitting there like, oh, this is nice as fuck. Right? This is nice as fuck. Sitting there with a cutie with some old school music playing that you both love and shit and body rocking. Mm-mm. Be careful. Fuck around, say the wrong shit.
Right.
And also stay as sober as possible.
I think that's a great one.
Make sober decisions or whatever. So, and I mean, I really do mean that. Like, cause there's a lot of partying over the summer. I mean, people party anyway, but like you can find yourself bubbling up with somebody because the Bacardi told you to do it. Like, even though you might like them or whatever, but like, just be careful, be reasonable with your shit. Like, if you're a grown ass adult, make grown ass decisions about this shit. But it's very romantic. This, I'm not gonna front. I've had, you know me, we talk a lot anyway. Off, you know what I mean, off recording. You know, I've been having a lot of fun. Like, that's my thing. I really have been enjoying myself this summer, like surprisingly more than I did last summer. I mean, for obvious reasons.
Oh, last summer was a black hole of.
Yeah. Last summer was fucking. Last summer was terrible. So in context to, you know, it's 180 degree difference from last summer. So. And also this too, if you're coming out of a marriage, you're like, be careful. Because you have to find out like what you feel is a real, real feeling, a sustainable feeling and a sustainable thing. I'm not saying that you should jump into relationships or whatever, but one thing that I found, and I don't mind bearing my soul on this thing, be careful, because like if you haven't really enjoyed a person's company in a long time and the person hasn't enjoyed your company in a long time and you find yourself enjoying somebody's company and they're enjoying yours or whatever, and you haven't had that in a long time, keep that in a certain kind of context, right? Like, don't think that that, enjoy the moment, but don't think that the moment is more than what it is. You know what I mean? Enjoy the moment, but that doesn't mean that the moment is going to last forever or whatever. Cause like we both going through divorces, you know, like me, it's been a while since, you know, I've sat across the table. We talk about this like at, you know, all the time. Like it's been a while since I sat across the table from, you know, an attractive woman and she was enjoying my company and I was enjoying hers. And there's nothing between us except, you know, seafood Alfredo and a bottle of wine and we're really enjoying each other, whatever the fuck. It's been a while for that. So like when you have those moments or whatever, don't think that that's going to be a love thing. Just enjoy the moment. Appreciate it for what it is. Appreciate that time that you're spending, but it doesn't mean that there's going to be a certain sense of longevity, right? Like it doesn't mean, it ain't no key sweat make it last forever shit. It's just you're having a good time with the person that you're with at the time, right? And if that person doesn't enjoy your time, your energy, and your money, bounce. Don't be mad, just bounce. Or whatever. That's something that I've learned in over the last, what, 6-7 months?
Oh, I've been learning that my entire life. I think there's a lot of pressure to have that dynamic where if you find an interest in someone that it should lead to something. Like there, like you said, there's not a lot of talk about just enjoying it for the sake of enjoying it.
Yeah.
It's not a very American concept. America's like, find someone, marry, have babies, fuel the economy, keep society running. You know, it's really not about like pleasure for the sake of pleasure, which is a whole other show. We need to do it sometime. And just that taking of the time for what it is and seeing it as like, this is just a moment and it's lovely. Maybe it'll go somewhere else. Maybe it won't. But not having like a strong emotional tie to it where you're going to have feelings of anything attached to that, you know, you can just look back and be like, wow, that was a really lovely dinner, you know?
Yeah. Also, be the person that you are, right? Like be who you are.
Please.
Please, please be who you are. Don't try to be more than what you are. For anyone, like if you want to be more, do it for yourself. If someone doesn't like who you are or something about you, get up from the table and leave. Right? I'm like, it's like the Robert De Niro in Heat. We talk about this, like Robert De Niro in Heat. Like I can get up and walk away from anything in 20 seconds, 20, 30 seconds, I'm out the door. Don't think that like I'm going to be mad at you or whatever, but like don't try to change yourself for anyone. Be who you are. Like I'm in my late 40s. I'm who I am. I'm comfortable with me. I know my emotional sexual bandwidth, right? Like I'm taking time. Like don't think off the rip I'm going to jump in bed with you. Or whatever. Don't think that. I need to take my time with all of that shit. Like I love my body. I love me. And you know, hormones and all that shit aside, take your time. I take my time these days. You'll be surprised. I'm really like, you know me, we talk whatever. I'm not really quick. When I was younger or whatever, I was quick to do that shit. Quick.
Oh yeah, the hormones are firing and you're like, whoa.
Hormones.
It's, like it's a buffet of
this is a buffet.
Opportunity. Yeah, right.
Opportunity. And I might eat that. So like my thing is like what's that? That's pretty. So that's just being true. That's the whole thing about the show. It's being truthful. So well, at least me, like I'm truthful about my shit. Like, so yeah, like don't. If somebody says that they don't like something about you and it's something that you honestly can't change because you are who you are, just dip.
Yeah.
Just dip. You know what I mean? Don't be mad. You know, you can voice why, you know, if that hurts you or whatever, you can voice that. You have every right to, but like just bounce. don't try to stick around to try to be something or someone whom you're not, right? Like, you are who you are. It sounds corny, but it's true. Fucking love yourself first. Oh my God, love yourself first. Please love yourself first before you go out there and tell somebody some goofy shit, right?
Well, and with that, and that taking your time, I think it's really important, as you said, to see that other person in a very honest light. And I, you know, it's really important to know that what people say to you is actually how they do, like that they walk their talk, and that how they present themselves is like actually. And I think as women, we're often encouraged to do this thing where we see potential. And it's a hard thing to turn off. It's really hard to turn off. But like, I don't care how much potential somebody has at this point. Like, either you're fucking doing your thing or you're not. But
yeah,
I have run a charity for over 20 years now. And those doors are closed on my end. Like,
amen.
No more reform.
No,
coming out of my shit.
You can look at dating like house hunters, right? Like, you walk in.
Okay, keep going.
Like, it's like house hunters. It's like a metaphor for, because like, you can walk into something like, oh, this is nice. So like, you walk in and they're like, oh, this has potential. Fuck that. Don't try to fix shit. Look, it doesn't matter what age you are. I'm not saying this from a bitter point of view. I'm not saying it from an optimistic point of view. I'm saying this from a realistic, honest point of view. Like, when you walk into something and you see that it's fucked up, walk the fuck out. If you walk into something like, oh, we got to change these cabinets, fuck them cabinets, right? Those are their cabinets or whatever. Or like, whatever their emotional issues are, or because everybody has like some, at a certain age, everybody has some shit with them. But you have to realize, like, do you want that shit to be your shit?
Right.
Because if you're in a relationship, their shit is your shit, right?
Yep.
That's your shit now, or whatever. House hunters, you walk in, you take a look around, you go from room to room, like, oh, mama issues. Oh, daddy issues. Oh, this motherfucker like to snort a little cocaine on the weekends or whatever, but now it's on Thursday too. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's shit that people do.
Right.
Whatever. There's shit that people have. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know my shit. Right. I have no problem telling somebody my shit. Not all my shit, because like, bitch, I don't know you that well yet. That's why we need to take time to get to know each other. So you can go from room to room in
right.
this, you know, because this house was built in 1973. So it got some issues. You know what I'm saying? Like, the foundation is a little
cracked.
Weak.
Yeah,
the foundation's cracked at this point. You know what I'm saying? You might see some shit spray painted. Stephanie was here on one wall in the room. You know what I'm saying?
Someone carved initials in another wall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody did some shit in this house or whatever. Like, why is this floor so soggy right here? There's some shit in everybody's emotional house. So you have to realize, like, what it is about it. You know what I mean? You could say like, oh, this has charm or whatever. Yeah, it has charm because it's old. You know what I'm saying? Like, nothing new has charm. Like, I like mid-century modern shit these days. I like this. I like, you know, quartz and marble countertops and shit. I like everything clean and modern. That's why I'm dating women who are younger than me and shit. But like, I like everything to be neat and clean when I walk in. And if it's fucked up, you know, because there's rooms with trauma, there's rooms with damage, there's rooms with all kinds of shit. There's rooms with kids. There's, you know what I mean? There's rooms with exes. There's rooms with all kinds of shit. You go, there's rooms that you walk in, like all you hear is screams. You got to slam that door and don't go in the basement or the attic. You know what I'm saying? Because there might not be no lights in them bitches. Like, one is real cold and one is real hot. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just like to make sure that whatever I'm doing these days is right for me.
Right.
Or whatever. And I think because I'm getting older, I just had a birthday not too long ago, and it hit me, and it landed in a weird way for a lot of different reasons. I've always known that life is, you know, it's a finite thing or whatever, but like, It's how I spend my time, who I spend my time with, more than I spend anything else. You know what I mean? Like, you'll always, if you're blessed or fortunate or whatever, like, money's one thing, but time is another thing, right?
It is.
And so, like, when you're dating at this age, like you said earlier, everybody has kids, or, you know, people have different responsibilities. So when you are together, you have to, it's the value, right? To a certain extent. Like, I want to make sure that you have a good time or whatever. You should make sure that I have a good time too, because you can't get back time.
No.
You know what I'm saying? You just can't get it back. So,
no. And if you feel like you've wasted time, it makes you angry. Honestly, it's like, ooh, God damn, that's like 3 years of my own shit that I could have been putting into myself that is gone now. It's gone.
Yeah.
That shit's not coming back.
Shit's not coming back. And, you know, there's fucking Elon Musk got all the money in the world. That motherfucker ain't got all the time, though.
No.
You know what I'm saying? No. Like, Walt Disney froze his fucking head.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, bitch,
but Walt's not coming back.
Walt's not coming back. Whatever. Walt's not, he's not coming back, but I did enjoy Lightyear. You know what I'm saying? So, like, my thing is, like, know the value of what you're doing and whom you're doing it with, right? That's all. So, like, love and summer's yeah, brief.
Summer's brief, but I think it really gives you that sense of, like, how important and valuable it is to be in the moment, because it is. It's not something that lasts forever unless you live somewhere in the Caribbean, you know? And even then, there's all kinds of seasonal things to that stuff too, where summer isn't always fun, right? Like, I lived in Mexico for the summer. Oh yeah, like, there's mosquitoes and monsoons, and that shit is like hella not fun. So I think it gives you a really good understanding of how to set those expectations. And I want to circle back to something you said, which I think is really important, which is this whole point about sobriety, particularly in summer. I think in summer, people are really just, they want to go out, they want to have fun. You're doing, like, you know, your summer drinks that are, you know, more vacation-y. People go on vacation. Mojitos, gin and tonics, you know, it's got that whole Fitzgerald vibe to it. And I think it is really important, particularly if you're just starting to get to know someone, to do that in a sober context, or, you know, without being sloppy. Like, don't be sloppy about your shit, because there are things you miss when you are not sober that later you'll be like,
that's what that was.
That's what that was. And I think you also want to see and make sure that that person can maintain and handle themselves appropriately.
Yeah.
Right? You don't want to be with someone who ends up being that person that blacks out at the end of the night because they just go in too hard. I mean, and you know me, like, I pretty much, my lifestyle is 99% sober. I have a cocktail once in a blue moon, but I really, I'm not into that space and at this point in my life. And I think it's just really important. It's really important to get to know people on that level and make sure that they're, like, they can take care of their business, you know, and that they can be appropriate to handle their shit.
Yeah. I'm not big on, cause, you know, I've had moments, I think, like, when December was a really bad, like, around, like, Christmas time, I was a hot mess.
You were.
I was a fucking mess. I'll admit to it. I was a hot, bubbling fucking mess and ended up in a situation that was totally embarrassing. And, you know, I don't know how I know how I repaired it or whatever, but be careful. But at least that person got to see me, like, at my, like, this is how I, this is Uncle Party Hat. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So have I been that way since? Fuck no. Or whatever. So, you know, sobriety is, again, like, anyone who knows me knows I can go hard in the paint. It's not a celebratory brag thing, but it's just something that I can do or whatever, or have done. So yeah, summer's party time or whatever. So I'm real careful. I'm real mindful. I'm like at a, three cocktail limit. Right? Or two beers, two cocktails. That's a wrap for me. I'm going home. You gotta be, don't start, you gotta be careful if you're like, if you sipping at like 2 in the morning. Be careful, right? Because you might slip into something, like, and I mean slip into something. Be careful. So you gotta see this look that Holly's giving me in my face. Because Holly, I love Holly to death. She knows all my shit. Giving me this look like, there you go.
There you
There
go.
you go. You sound
So,
so wise.
so before we wrap up, what would be your favorite summertime song, right? Because music is such a huge part of summer and that vibe.
My favorite summertime song right now, I shit you not, is Doobie Doobie Doo by Omar. Right? Omar is, he's not really known that well in the States. He's a UK-based artist. I just love that song. And there's a Start Over by Nate Smith, which is like one of my, like, it's like my little optimistic song. And as far as like old school, like Black family cookout songs right now, it's Devotion by the live version by Earth, Wind, and Fire. So I'm gonna say Devotion by the live version of Devotion by Earth, Wind, and Fire is my shit. I got a bunch of them. You know how I'm about music
Yeah.
or whatever. I fucking love music. So there's a few of them. My summer playlist is just nice right now. And Ordinary People by John Legend.
Well, John Legend should always be on
Yeah.
everyone's playlist at
That's
every
like
point
my,
of the season.
I keep finding myself like having company and shit, and that song comes on for some reason. I'm like, because like I've just been playing my music, and like 3 or 4 times in a row, I've had company and that song popped on in certain moments. I'm like, oh, this is goofy as fuck. So
It's a great song, and I saw his concert last spring, and he talked about the origin of that song, and how I think he was in the studio. He hadn't quite gotten he wasn't John Legend yet, right? And I think he was writing songs for the Black Eyed Peas, and he was messing around on the piano, and that kind of popped up, and he was like, "I think I'm gonna keep that one for myself." And there you go. And it's a good one. It's a really, really good one. So enough. He's even more talented in person. He's really good. I think for me, like Stevie Wonder is always my go-to summer guy, because Stevie is just summer personified, as far as I'm concerned. Like,
Oh, don't you worry about a thing.
don't you worry about a thing, you
That's my
know?
shit.
He's easy breezy. And I still, it may be like uncouth, but Summertime by Will Smith will always, like,
Always. That's like you can't
always.
even say that because like that one like runs in the background. You know what I'm saying? Like that's a go-to summertime song. Right?
It's just feel good, you know?
I find that I've been fucking with some Al Green lately.
Oh, I love Al Green. You know how I feel about Al Green.
You got to be careful with Al Green.
Yeah.
Right? Here's how I know that I'm in a good place. Two artists that you can't listen to. But this is black dude shit, right? This is how you know that a brother's okay in his life. If he can listen to Sade, and like we talked about Sade before, if he can listen to Sade and Al Green, you gotta be careful with Al Green. Al Green is the shit. Like if you ever listen to, because I know you're a big Al Green fan. Simply Beautiful.
Oh, dude, that song.
You gonna fuck around and get
No.
pregnant. I don't play that shit for everybody. Oh,
Oh,
if you was me and Simply Beautiful's on,
that's fucking music. That's making love music. That means like
Court of Good
you.
Time. Ooh.
Ooh, yep.
What's that one line he says where he's like, make believe that you love me one more time? God
Oh,
damn.
gosh.
Ooh.
I just got chills. I can hear it in my head, and I'm like, ooh, I just did that, something.
That shit ain't for everybody. Al Green is like a is an audible orgasm. You got to be careful with Al Green. For real. Be careful, my man Al Green. So, you know, that's the thing about summer. Like, music sounds better. You feels better. Everything is, like, so bright and, you know, sparkly and luminescent is the word. Everything is, like, just popping. So have fun. Be realistic. Be honest. Be careful. Be optimistic. Be reasonable.
That's a fair list.
I think that's a fair list of things. Do I always exercise all these things at the same time? Nope. But I'm having fun.
And have fun. Have fun.
Yeah, have fun.
This was so much fun to catch up and kind of get our kickoff to what's going to hopefully be an awesome season 2 of the show. Happy summer. And as always, if you find yourself in darkness, we hope it's in the shadow of love.